from holding onto the string of the balloon all that time that they stayed up straight in the air for more than a week. And whenever a fly came and settled on his nose, he had to blow it off. And I think, but I'm not sure, that that is why he was called Pooh.
Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Zara with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, we have good news for those wanting to beat the heat this summer. Brisbane City Council's Summer Dips initiative has begun, where adults and children will be able to access the city's public swimming pools for just $2. Starting December 1st, the price change will be in effect until February 29th. The initiative was announced as part of Council's annual 2023 to 2024 plan and budget to provide cost of living relief to residents, as well as offering more opportunities for fun, fitness and recreation. For a full list of the pools participating, please visit the Brisbane City Council website.
The Darling Downs Hospital and Health Service is testing a remote drone that will transfer blood tests between rural hospitals and suburban and city-based health services. This trial in the South Burnett region is seeking a significant reduction in travel time, with initial transport times that would take hours have been cut down to just 40 minutes. The Darling Downs Hospital expects that this will close the gap in health outcomes for regional residents, where treatment can begin earlier than later.
In national news, luxury automotive manufacturer and racing team McLaren is teaming up with the Australian non-profit Great Barrier Reef Foundation as part of its climate change plan. The company hopes that its expertise in engineering will aid in the movement of net zero carbon emissions and restore damaged ecosystems and coral reefs. Australia's very own Great Barrier Reef remains under great environmental threat, where it faces rising water temperatures, coral bleaching, and poor water quality from pollution and sediment runoff.
Guzman & Gomez is discontinuing its shredded mushroom filling across Australia permanently due to a lack of sales. Vegetarian fans of the Mexican fast food brand have made their discontent with this choice widely known across social media, calling it of one of the worst decisions that they could have made. GYG has responded, saying vegetarians can turn to its sauteed veggie filling as an alternative.
In international news, president of this year's COP28 summit and CEO of Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, Sultan Al Jaber, has recently stated that there is no science supporting calls to phase out fossil fuels in order to restrict global heating to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Al Jaber has also said that the removal of fossil fuels will prevent future development in new and sustainable technologies. Other representatives at this summit have continued to push for these measures, with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres responding, telling COP28 delegates the science clearly shows the phasing out of fossil fuels is key to ensuring global temperatures do not exceed the 1.5 degree limit.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au to find out more.
This is a friendly 4ZZZ language and concept warning.